Taiwan Special, episode one of the week. Now, if you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm streaming these out on Twitch. They stay up there for a couple of weeks. It's twitchy, so to speak. But you can watch, and you'll get them early because I do all these at the same time. Now, we're really in interesting times. And last week while I was talking about Trump, my buddy messages me, you're on some, you're nuts, you're off the deep end, you're in your la la fantasy land, no, he didn't say it that way, but I think he should have. You need to next time. So he messaged, you're off it, Trump's not that one, he didn't fix this, he didn't fix that, he didn't do that. And you know, I so appreciate someone being able to show me where I'm wrong, because it never happens. Trump is just one man. There's a man that you might have heard of. His name's Michael Perry, and I had the honor and the benefit of teaching his boys piano. He was the president of Spring Hill Camps, and he was a very significant force, changing my life, teaching me to calm down, helping me overcome rejection complexes. And in one of our very friendly conversations, he would take time to talk with me. And one time he told me that no president is ever bigger than the organization. The president of a country is not bigger than the country. And the president of a company or a university is not bigger than the company or university. No leader is bigger than the organization being led. And as much as we look at leaders, managers, supervisors, we have a struggle, an injustice, and we're going to go appeal and get what we deserve. Okay, the person you're talking to might not have the power to do it, even if the person is at the top. I'm not making excuses. You might have to just say, water over the darn it all. You might just have to say, I'm switching, which I kind of decided yesterday. You might decide if this is worth fighting. You might say, it doesn't matter. I'm bigger than all this. But you might not get what you want. And when you look at that, maybe it's because that bad, mean person in charge is bad and mean. Maybe it's because that person doesn't have the power. That person may try to do a whole bunch of good, and the system may go against that person. Now, no, I don't blame Trump for all the bad things that started before him that he tried to end, which bad people attacked him for trying to end, and they never did let him end. I don't blame his insufficiency or bad decisions on that. Now, it's tempting to start saying bad things about Trump at this point. And so we know what's already out there, what's been said. I would just want to give you a fast perspective, and I want to talk about where to move on to, because there is an extent to which we need to move on to what we need to be doing. I don't mean forget about it. I don't mean love it. I don't mean let people get away with something. We need to put, wherever we are in life, whatever we're doing, whatever you think about this, we need to be putting our energies into something that's going to be useful and not in utter complete waste that doesn't accomplish anything. I'm not presuming to tell you what that is and isn't. I'm just saying we want to make sure that we are focused on something that is going to make something happen. So the thing with Trump, the trouble that he's got, and the most plausible complaints against him, I think he had affluenza. This explains his comment about disinfectants, injecting disinfectants or whatever, which he said in the debate. He looked down, shook his head, and said, sarcasm. No, it wasn't sarcasm based on how he was looking down and shaking his head. I think it was affluenza. he's never really studied all these different specialized disciplines. And so he's never really thought about them. He's not been someone out there trying to learn and eat up everything about every discipline out there. I try to myself, and a lot of us try to, but he hasn't. He's been very focused on and good at business and in the specific type of business that he has. So, well, that's why he was able to build a wall so fast. What, like it or hate it, he was really good at building that wall because that's where his business comes from, building things. He knows the contractors, etc. So he was very focused and he had affluenza, and it was well earned, you could say royalty complex. He's never faced enemies that were worthy to fight him. And he's always been stronger. And that was the first time in his life that he actually faced a group of enemies that were able to overcome him. And he doesn't know what to do. Now, I'm ready to wrap this up here, but that could be why he's still pushing the election fraud thing. Or it's possible, the guy's not stupid. He doesn't know how to be defeated. He does not know how to act when he's lost, because he's never had to lose. And so when he gets close to losing, he doesn't know how to reinvent. He doesn't know how to salvage it. He just does what he's always done to win. And he doesn't know what to do to salvage a coming loss. Now, at this point, why is he pressing the election fraud thing at a Senate trial? It could be that his goal is to make Roberts throw it out because he knows Roberts doesn't want to hear evidence. And if he goes in there trumping evidence, 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 Roberts is going to try to dismiss that thing before it even gets started. Possibly he thinks that. If that's not what he's thinking, if that's not what happens, depending on how it gets presented, yeah, I guess it would be possible that he just doesn't know how to accept the fact that he's lost and can't change it, no matter how wrong it may be. He just doesn't know how to accept things he cannot change. Maybe. I'm not sure which it is. It could be a strategy. I suppose the strategy also could just be to have his last bully pulpit to present evidence to the nation. Okay. As all this is going on, and as my friend told me, you're off in fantasy land. Trump isn't making the world a better place. My awesome buddy who articulately articulated this, he did say that the hatred, the vitriol against Trump is quite histrionic. These people that don't like Trump, they're off the deep end. They're in performance mode, pretending that problems are much bigger than they are. And it doesn't add up. As Jed always tells me, the Titanic is sinking, and we're arguing over the captain's chair. No matter how much good Trump did, he was never going to be able to fix it all. And even whether it's on account of his own personality flaws, which everyone would have anyway, or whether it's because of the people coming against him, he was not going to create the perfect world. That was never going to happen. At most, he bought some time. And in some, because a lot he didn't solve, like police violence. But the Titanic is sinking, and we're arguing over the captain's chair, and we're allowed to abandon ship. There's a way out. If you jump ship now, it doesn't mean death. What's that look like? Well, third party's coming, but that's not my point. My point is to talk about Jubilee, and I'm going to explain this in the next two episodes. I'm going to go over Jubilee. I'm going to give examples, and I'm going to tell you why I think Jubilee is so exciting that I might forget about other aspects of politics, because this is where I want to focus my attention, and I'll see you tomorrow.